Hello and welcome to the second episode of Equipped, and I'm your host, Matthew Phil. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. So today we'll continue to discuss about proving character. Last week I said a proven character, it's a proof of genuineness. It's a tried virtue. It's a test of approval of your faith. It's a test of approval of your love. It's a test of approval of what you believe in. So today we'll continue looking into that, but we'll focus on Romans 8, verse 6 to 9, which says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God." I'll repeat that again. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. They're saying a carnal mind does not please God. But what is a carnal mind? A carnal mind is a mind that is influenced by the desires of the flesh. It's not spiritual, but their decisions, their thinking, their choices, it is influenced by the flesh, and that's a carnal mind. It's not influenced by the desires of God. It's not spiritual. You know, the Bible says, "As a man thinketh, that he is," which means that your thinking defines who you really are and what influences you. God is never pleased with people whose mind is so influenced by the flesh and they cannot desire the mind, the purity of the Word of God. You see, the Bible says the Word of God should abide in us. Now, if the Word of God doesn't abide in us, that means it doesn't influence your thinking. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're fasting, right? And there's this verse which I love in Isaiah. There's a verse in Isaiah which I love. In Isaiah 58, we're going to read from verses 3 to 4. And my Bible reads, I'm using the NLT. It says, "We have fasted before you," they say. "Why aren't you impressed?" So these are people complaining to God. They're saying, "We have fasted before you." They say, "Why aren't you impressed? We have been very hard on ourselves and you don't even notice it." Wow. I'll tell you why, I respond. It is because you are fasting to please yourselves. Even while you fast, you keep oppressing your workers. What is good is fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling. This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. So that's Isaiah responding to their cries. These people are telling God that, "God, I'm not impressed with my fasting. I'm not impressed with our fasting. Can't you see you've been hard on yourself? Can't you even notice?" But God is responding that you fast to please yourself. In other words, that's still selfish. So what is wrong with them is they are focusing too much on fresher desires. You see, they have a wrong thinking because their fasting is more influenced by fleshly desires, not spiritual. Now why? See, they were fasting to please themselves. That's why they're saying, "God, are you not impressed?" You see, they're fasting in a way that they're telling God, "Look at me. Do you see how I'm fasting, Lord? Do you see how hard I am, Lord, on this fasting?" See, they were focusing on fleshly desires. At the same time, they were fasting while oppressing others. They were fasting while quarreling with others. That didn't please God because that showed that their thinking was still influenced by the flesh. You know, that is why St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 3, let me just read that verse. It says, you are still not following the Spirit. You see, in King James, it says that, for you are still carnal. You are jealousy of each other, and you are always arguing with each other. This shows that you are still following your own selfish desires. You are acting like ordinary people of the world. What a response. You see, the problem is these people, they were too much focused on the flesh. And Paul here is saying, you're still not following the Spirit. You are jealousy of each other. You are always arguing with each other. Meaning to say, the word of God has not abided fully in you. There's something wrong with your character. There is something wrong with your character. Now, because there's something wrong with your character, your decisions and choices are still influenced by the desires of the flesh. You are not doing things according to the Spirit. You have been alienated from God. You see, the Bible says it's in Ephesians 4. In Ephesians 4, verse 18, it gives us that significance, that it says, having the understanding darkened. You see, their understanding has been darkened. So that there are times when you are influenced by the flesh, there's something wrong with you. That means your understanding has been darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So their heart was blinded, you see, of selfish desires. That's what the Bible is saying. It's saying their understanding has been darkened, being alienated from the life of God. So when you are influenced by your flesh, your understanding has been darkened. Because if the word of God abides in you, your understanding will not be darkened. There'll be no blindness of the heart. But because you have chosen to be influenced by your own desires, your understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Means to say, the word of God, you know the word of God, you know what the word of God says, but you don't be influenced by the Spirit. So your understanding of the scripture becomes darkened because you are no longer following the desires of God. You see, there's moments where we need to cast down the wrong imaginations. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I'll read from verse 3. I'll start from verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, I love this part. Casting down wrong imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I love it. You see, through Christ, we have everything we need. For he is the ruler over every power, principality, and authority. Now, because we have Christ in us, the Bible says, casting down wrong imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself. Meaning to say, every wrong desire that comes to influence us to do selfish desires, we have the power to cast it down, to cast that wrong imagination. And the Bible says, to every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Because you will know that this is a wrong decision. This is a wrong desire. This is an idea, a feeling influenced by the flesh. The Bible says you should be able to bring it down to the captivity, to the obedience of Christ. Meaning to say, Christ in you, use the Christ in you. Because for he has every power, every principality and authority under him. That's what the Bible says, casting down wrong imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it down to the obedience of God. Means Christ in us will help us to bring down wrong desires of the flesh in our thoughts. There's a verse of love in Galatians. It's from verses 16 to 17. My Bible reads, but I say, walk and live in the Holy Spirit. Amplified Version says, but I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. It says you have to walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit. That means you should be guided by the Spirit. And by being guided by the Spirit, you not gratify the cravings and the desires of the flesh. It continues, for the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, for these are antagonistic to each other. I mean, they don't get along with each other. Another version says, for the sinful nature has its desire, which is opposed to the Spirit, and the desire of the Spirit opposes the sinful nature. For these two, the sinful nature and the Spirit, are in direct opposition to each other. They're in conflict with each other. You know, it's what the Bible says, that light and darkness do not get along. So once you obey the long desires of your flesh, not influenced by the Spirit, once you have a carnal mind, you should know that you have chosen darkness, and that does not please God. Because the Bible says here that the Spirit opposes the sinful nature, and these two do not get along. For the sinful desire has its desire, which is opposed to the Spirit. This flesh desires oppose the desires of the Spirit, and the Spirit desires oppose the sinful nature. They don't get along, they're in conflict. So once we become influenced by the flesh, by the long desires, once the mind becomes carnal, we are not influenced. We are no longer influenced by the Spirit. The Bible says habitually. That means you should always listen, be guided by the Holy Spirit. That means your thinking should be influenced by the Holy Spirit. We should always renew our mind. And that's only how our character can be proven.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Stay bold as a lion.